what can we specifically do, I or we do, to prevent the next attacks that are coming? Just like they planned 9/11 and Pearl Harbor, I'm sensing there is something planned, maybe one or two attacks or something, and I'm sensing that we could prevent it through prayer, meditation. And I was wondering specifically, what can we do from your point of view?
Well, think about it. When you expect something, you add to the power of what you are expecting.
Yeah. Well, I can see it. I bet it's already planned. You know.
Well, you know, it's interesting because we do not question that you see that. We don't even question that you could be picking up on something psychically.
Right.
There could be one person thinking about one thing, and as you get focused upon it, you begin tapping into the vibration of that. The conspiracy theories are rooted partly in fact and a great deal in fiction, because when someone thinks that something happened in a certain way and they start writing about it and talking about it and other people get involved in it and their imaginations begin to get involved in it, things begin to take on a life of their own. In other words, the universe that is responding to vibration is not only responding to the vibration of the factual things that you are observing or that you know about, the universe is responding to the vibration of your fantasy.
Right.
And so what we really want to say to anyone, we understand the depth of importance that this holds to so many of you. But from this leading edge platform, and we love the framework of your question when you say, what could we do to prevent an attack? And we say, there isn't anything that anyone can do in the attitude of prevention of something not wanted, because this is a universe that is based upon attraction. It's based upon inclusion, which means there's no such thing as no. When you see something you want and say yes to it, you include it in your vibration. When you look at something and you say no to it, you include it in your vibration. So you want to begin thinking about the probabilities that you want to include in your vibration. Now, the first thing you have to do, and this is hard for people who are wanting to save the world from something, you almost need something that the world needs to be saved from in order to even exist at all.
Right.
But when you are really wanting the world to be a better place, then you let what's happened help you to identify what you want, and then you give your undivided attention to that. So rather than trying to prevent another terrorist attack or something that's provoked by someone that you think should not be provoking such things, you have to begin envisioning your government as you want it to be and envisioning the life as you are living it as you want it to be. For example, it would be helpful to say things like, I don't know, or I was unaware of the rumblings that precipitated what happened on 9/11. I was not keenly aware of it before that inflammation occurred. And then you might say something like, and terrible as that was, it's pleasing to me that there have been no further things like that. Mm-hmm. I like this interim where, even though we were all perched on the brink and we were all really worried about something happening immediately, mm-hmm, I am happy that nothing has happened immediately, and I will maintain the thought that we can go for longer and longer and longer and longer periods of time, mm-hmm, without anything more erupting of that magnitude while things all settle down. Mm-hmm. We know it is not satisfying when you are accustomed to thinking about the world in terms of action, and when you are specifically watching the action of others to which you have enormous disapproval, it must be really unsatisfying,
yeah,
to hear some non-physical energy who doesn't pay rent and doesn't therefore worry about their house getting blown up, in other words, talking to you about holding nice thoughts. We know it must be annoying beyond description.
No, it's great. Actually, I love it.
But we want to say to you, you are so much more powerful with your thoughts than you know. And one like you, who can be aggravated to powerful desire, who aligns with your desire, can be more powerful than your governmental agencies. It doesn't take that many of you to get lined up with the world in the way you really want it to be to have huge influence or effect, because you come into alignment with the well-being that is already the biggest stream, you see. Mm-hmm. You can never go wrong by coming into alignment with well-being.
Yeah.